Chapter 102. Giles Pritchard sipped his glass of Evian water, then flashed Sally a smile.
The Major here tells me that you put up one hell of an impressive performance protecting the DEA's informant, he said.
Major Gannon was sitting next to her, and he nodded his approval.
She was a fighting machine, he said. We should put her in for SAS selection.
Sally smiled, but didn't say anything.
You shot down a helicopter, said Pritchard.
Tim and I did, between us, she said quietly.
And how is your boyfriend?
Sally was about to correct him and say that Tim wasn't her boyfriend, but she just smiled. He's in hospital, but the doctor says he can probably go home tomorrow. The bullet went in and out. He was lucky.
Give him my best, said Pritchard. The Director General has already spoken to the Commissioner, and he won't have any problems from professional standards or any of that nonsense. He might well end up with a commendation.
He'll be glad to hear that, said Sally.
And you, said Pritchard.
He took another sip of water.
Well, Diego Flores is on a plane bound for Dallas. The three DEA agents are all alive, if not well, but there'll be no lasting damage. I'd be tempted to say that all's well that ends well, if it wasn't for the fact that we lost a lot of good men and women yesterday. Possibly the worst day in the service's history.
He looked across at Major Gannon.
And the regiment has its losses to deal with too.
The Major nodded, but didn't say anything. It was a mess, right from the start, said Sally.
It was, said Pritchard. But we need to move forward. And on that front, we need to think about what we do with you. It beggars belief that you were kept back as long as you were, and we need to remedy that. One possibility would be to slot you into Ian Hadley's job. You certainly have the experience to run the footies. Or we could definitely find you something in technical operations and surveillance.
I'm flattered, obviously, said Sally, shifting uncomfortably in her chair.
I'm sensing there's a but coming, said Pritchard. Please don't say that what happened today has put you off the service.
Not at all, said Sally. It's just that the DEA have offered me a job. Pritchard frowned.
In the States?
Sally shook her head. Here in London. Eric Mitchell is moving to Washington, and he has recommended me as his replacement. His bosses have agreed in principle.
Pritchard nodded. They do pay well, he said.
Sally grinned. Yes, they do.
And it might be to MI5's advantage to have a friendly face working with the Americans, added Pritchard.
Sally smiled and nodded. Absolutely, she said. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of The Runner by Stephen Leather.